And let's head now to Central America, as Vice President Kamala Harris is making her first international trip there since taking office. Today she's in Guatemala, hoping to help address issues driving the surge of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S., tomorrow to Mexico. That's where we find NPR international correspondent Carrie Kahn. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Robin.
You're there in Mexico City, but today Harris is meeting Guatemalan President Alejandro Zamate. What are they talking about?
Well, they already met this morning for about an hour, and they're going to hold a joint conference probably about right now. And according to administration officials and Harris herself, she gave a little talk about what she wanted to say to the president before she went in. They're going to be talking about cooperation between the two countries, how to get at these root causes of what's forcing migrants out of the region, out of Guatemala first and foremost. They're talking about creating more economic opportunities in Guatemala so people won't have to leave, like climate change, and working on programs that are dealing with Guatemala's terrible weather extremes, programs that will help in hunger relief. But also, you know, which is a big focus for the Biden administration, is cracking down on corruption, malfeasance, graft by officials and leaders. That's going to be a really thorny issue that she has to bring up with President Zamate. But Harris says she's going to be frank, and she's going to do it.
Well, speaking of thorny issues, then there's Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He's accused by opponents of consolidating too much power, getting rid of government checks and balances. His party lost some power in the weekend elections, but these were, you know, dozens of candidates were killed before the elections. It was really stunning. But the U.S. needs Mexico's help as well in these migrant issues. So what's the conversation for Harris tomorrow with him?
I think that it's a little different conversation with López Obrador. First of all, he's going to be in a better mood because he, despite losing a little bit of power in the lower house of the Congress, he did great and his party did great around the country. So I think he's going to be in a good mood, first of all, to talk with her. But also, the same issues are coming up, but Mexico is seen as the partner, the economically stronger, more stable democracy partner that's going to work with the U.S. to advance the efforts in Central America to slow migration from the region. You know, López Obrador has been the one who keeps saying that we need to get at the root causes of stopping migration or curbing migration. And so, you know, this is a big agenda issue for him, too. Obviously, Central Americans, you know, have to pass through Mexico to get to the U.S. And Mexico has been more of an enforcer against migration in recent years. It has its own migration problems to deal with as more migrants are staying in Mexico. You know, this new approach to migration was sort of hoisted on Mexico under threats from former President Trump, but its migration policy is very heavy on enforcement, too. So the talks between Harris and President Andrés Manuel López Obrador will have a lot of nuances. Corruption is a huge issue here, too, in Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know, López Obrador is a big champion of cracking down on corruption. That's been his official agenda for years, but how it is working is a different story.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't a new mission for the U.S. through Harris, because President Biden took on this when he was vice president under Obama. And you know, things still seem the same. So has she said what she may do differently?
Well, things have gotten worse. And they did under the Trump administration. If you look at corruption and malfeasance and the rule of law and violence and out-migration, this is another cycle that we've constantly seen in this region. But under the Trump administration, Trump was so focused on getting these countries to work with him to stop migration, he did not pay attention to a lot of the degradation of the rule of law and the rise in corruption in these countries. So Vice President at the time, Biden, under Obama, as you said, did work on these issues. So at least they have a good base to work off of. And a lot of the people in the administration right now, a lot of people working with Harris on this issue, were part of the same attack mode and the same agenda as under Obama. So they have a lot of past experience, and they say they are going to be more focused, more attacking corruption as one of the major issues that forces people out of these countries. So they have a little bit of experience.
Got a half minute here. How about the health? Oh. Vice President Harris pledged $310 million to address food insecurity in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. 12 companies promised to invest in those countries. People obviously are happy about that.
Definitely they are. And that's what she's talking about with groups today in Guatemala. Yeah.
Yeah. NPR correspondent Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin. Thanks for having me.